Turkish authorities say they've identified the man behind a suicide bombing that killed 32 people near the Syrian border on Monday. The 20-year-old suspect was reported to be a university student, an ethnic Kurd, who had allegedly been recruited by ISIS 6 months ago. The bombing, which targeted a Kurdish cultural center, has put pressure on the Turkish government to crack down on the threat from ISIS inside Turkey's borders. Henri Barkey is Middle East Program Director at the Woodrow Wilson Center. He's with us from Washington with more on this. Henri, welcome.
Thank you.
And this attack has been called Turkey's 9/11. Do you think it's that significant?
No, we should not exaggerate it. There was another attempt some years ago that killed 54 people. So it's a very different attack. It's not as devastating, obviously, as 9/11
right.
was.
But what does it say to you that the suspect here has been identified as an ethnic Kurd?
Well, there are a number of Kurds who were recruited by ISIS. I mean, Kurds in Turkey tend to be quite conservative and in the past have joined Islamist groups. And there is actually an organization called Hezbollah, nothing to do with Lebanon, that is actually very radical, very Islamist, and is composed of Kurds and fights essentially against the PKK and the PKK's political parties, the other Kurds in Turkey. So I'm not surprised that there are many Kurds who have joined ISIS and are easily recruitable by ISIS because they tend to be very conservative, some of them. And then it was also easy for them to infiltrate the activities and the town where this bombing took place.
Some people are saying that the government has not done enough to stop ISIS, that they are so involved, the Turkish government is so interested in removing Bashar Assad that they sort of turn a blind eye to militant groups within their own country. Is there truth to that, do you think?
Well, there is some truth to it in the sense that the Turks allowed many jihadists to come through Turkey and cross the border into Syria. Now, when they were doing this, and when ISIS was not that much of a factor. Most of these jihadists were going to join al-Nusra, except that many of those jihadists now may have switched sides and joined ISIS. The problem for Turkey is twofold, essentially. One is that because over the years, because they've allowed jihadists to come and cross, now there is an infrastructure in Turkey that is very sympathetic to ISIS, that helps ISIS, and that infrastructure is now very much embedded in Turkey. So when somebody comes from, let's say, abroad, very easily makes it across the border. Secondly,
right.
The border is quite porous. It's
yeah.
a very difficult border, and they need to do more to monitor it.
That's Henri Barkey, the Middle East Program Director at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, speaking with us about Turkey, where 32 people were killed in a suicide bombing near the Syrian border. On Monday, we'll continue to follow this story here and now.